You're listening to the We Bleed For Real podcast, recorded on Monday, June 6, 2006. Thought we were dead, didn't ya? Well, no, we're not dead. The We Bleed For Real podcast is alive and going strong. For those of you who don't know, I am your host of the We Bleed For Real podcast. I am Super Mara Joke, the host with the most. I've been told that I am slightly cooler than Todd Pettengill, but not quite on the same level of Michael Cole. Or Todd Tough Questions, Todd Grisham, for that matter. So the big question on everyone's mind has been, where have my We Bleed For Real podcast been? You know, it's only been since middle of March that you had your last update. I mean, what the frick is going on? Well, I do have to confess that your We Bleed For Real podcast host has been quite busy as of late, trying to get some other matters under his control, but all of that has been put to bed, so to speak. One of the things that your host has been working on has been trying to get out of this overpriced hellhole called Oklahoma, and I'm happy to say that after this summer, well, your host is no longer going to be podcasting from the same state as good old JR. So one of the things that I've been doing for the past couple months have been packing up the good old NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation tape library. So that's all in a bunch of cardboard boxes right now, and unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to them anytime soon, so the video podcast might be on a sort of hiatus for a little while, but no need to fear, your Super Marajoke podcast host is here. Be noticing some new music here on the We Bleed For Real podcast. That's because we're going in a kind of new direction, maybe not playing so much of all the Rob Zombie and other copyrighted material. Not that I'm, like, all scared of the recording industry of America coming to hunt me down or anything like that. Ooh. However, I was just kind of getting a little tired of the popular music scene, all starting to sound a little bit stale. So I decided to join up with the PodSafe Music Network, where a whole bunch of artists are on there looking to have their music played in a new medium, that being these podcasts. Now, there's a lot of crap on this PodSafe Music Network too, but I'd like to think that the music that I feature on this We Bleed For Real podcast is not crap. How's that for an endorsement? Not crap music. Or maybe crap safe music. Anyway, that opening song was by the band Coded, and the name of the song was Live On. Live On by Coded. Can't go wrong with those catchy guitar riffs, of course, but kind of appropriate that the name of the song is Live On in this comeback episode of the We Bleed For Real podcast. Let's see what this PodSafe Music Network has to say about Coded. Coded is New York's powerful female-fronted original hard rock slash modern metal band. Coded's socially conscious, conscious, excuse me, existence-related lyrics are delivered with a mixture of power and passion over untempered double bass beats, sick riffs, and metal melodic bass, creating thought-provoking head-banging songs. So socially conscious and thought-provoking is what is used to describe this band Coded. Kind of a conflict of interest with the We Bleed For Real podcast, wouldn't you think? And normally when I do these audio podcasts, I usually rip on the WWE or WWF, whatever you want to call them these days, on the horrible product that they're putting out. But actually, as of recent news, there's actually quite a bit to talk about with them and something maybe to care about in the world of professional wrestling on TV. So let's talk about news in the sport or land of professional wrestling. By the way, this wrestling news segment is brought to you by another PodSafe music band, and that is the band called Calabrese, and this is their song Midnight Spook Show. So I guess the big news in the world of professional wrestling is the revival of the ECW brand. Now, while many wrestling fans may be quite excited about this relaunch of the ECW brand of wrestling, I must admit that I am a bit skeptical about how this is going to be handled. So their pay-per-view is this Sunday, and they have a total of four matches, actually three matches if you want to count, if you don't want to count the whole Kurt Angle open challenge thing. But let's run down what some of these matches are, and I'll chime in with my thoughts on them. So the first match that they announced was Mick Foley and Edge versus the Terry Funker and Tommy Dreamer. Now they turned Foley into a bad guy for this particular match, and I guess for all of ECW, which I guess makes sense because you can't have just all good guys for the whole ECW promotion, especially if this is going to be a full-time deal. I do like that they're digging up the old 80-year-old Funker for this pay-per-view and maybe for ECW full-time. You never know with this guy. I did catch a little bit of the interview segment that they had between Terry Funk and Mick Foley, where Terry Funk was calling Mick Foley's wife a whore and his kids bastards, and then he doesn't draw a rise out of him, but then once he says that the WWE sucks, then Foley, of course, attacks Funk. I seem to have a fuzzy recollection that they played this angle out somewhere else, probably in ECW, with Foley instead was defending, I think, WCW and Eric Bischoff, where Funk said that Eric Bischoff was gay. I think I might have even read that in Foley's first book. It's just weird seeing Foley as a bad guy now. He's been like a good guy forever, that it's kind of hard to accept him as a bad guy. In fact, it was really weird where they had like Angle attack Foley a couple of weeks ago, and then people are chanting ECW, ECW, and then Foley's the one that's powdering out, and Angle's the big badass ECW guy. That's like all like bizarro world, which is why I'm very skeptical of this ECW coming back as like very true to its original form, but I could be wrong. Anyway, I think that tag match will probably be a nice throwback to those old, wild ECW brawls that they used to have in the good old bingo hall. So I definitely know that Foley, Funk, Dreamer, and Edge will probably be able to deliver as far as that's concerned. Speaking of Kurt Angle, Kurt Angle's got his open challenge in ECW, and I think I read some reports that they're thinking of kind of opening this up to ECW, not just being all about the whole barbed wire and tables and blah, 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 flaming tables and so forth, but that they're going to bring in more shoot-style type of wrestling. Kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like maybe competing with the UFC That could probably work. I think there's kind of a niche for, that kind of shoot style type of wrestling. And I think Kurt Angle's, I guess, a guy who can definitely bring it. I don't know what type of new dudes they're going to try to bring into bring that style as well, and who is going to accept his open challenge. Hey, that'd be pretty cool if Ken Shamrock showed up, but I don't know how valid that's going to happen. Then you have Rob Van Dam coming home and cashing in his Money in the Bank chance at John Cena's WWE Championship. Everyone keeps busting on John Cena on the internet, and all the fans booing him in live events. You know, I just see this. They're just totally, you know, they've got the fans exactly where they want them. They might be thinking like, oh, John Cena's failing as a good guy. But he's just totally doing the whole honky-tonk man thing, clinging onto the belt and people hating him for it. And he's going to hold it for probably a long time. Van Damme might not even beat him at this pay-per-view. I would probably bet on Cena walking out somehow in out of all of this. But you'll probably definitely have a very passionate crowd really rooting for Rob Van Dam against Cena, and I think that's what the WWE wants, is that type of electricity from the fans to feed that type of atmosphere for this particular type of match. Kind of reminds you of like the electricity that they have in the fans give in these NJC Wildwood Wrestling Federation matches, right? Right? And finally, they have Rey Mysterio versus Sabu for the World Heavyweight Championship. That one's, I guess, the closest thing you're going to get to an interpromotional matchup, since Sabu just recently came off of that NWA TNA whole deal. And they're calling it a dream match, although, I don't know, is it just me, or am I the only one who thinks that Sabu's one of the most overrated wrestlers in the world today? I mean, I saw him at the ECW arena before. I think it was facing Rob Van Dam, and the dude would take like 15 minutes to set up a table in between the ring and apron and the guardrail, and then after those 15 minutes were set up, then he would finally get his spot, and sometimes he would screw it up, and then he would have to go back and do it over again. So, I don't know, the guy's just a human spot fest, I think. Anyway, if you're going to be ordering One Night Stand, or actually I know my brother's going to be actually going to it. He dropped down the big money, I guess, to get a ticket to see it. I don't know if it's going to show up on TV or not. You can let me know how it goes. You know I don't pay for these pay-per-views these days. Although I think maybe the Spoon Man might actually drop a... I don't know if I'll have to check in with the Spoon Man if he's actually ordering this pay-per-view, and if the Bonebreaker is also going to be watching this pay-per-view this Sunday. That'll do it for other promotions news, but I guess the big question is, when is going to be the next We Bleed For Real video podcast? When are we going to see another exciting, electrifying match between two NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation superstars? Well, I'm happy to announce that the next video podcast of the Wildwood Wrestling Federation and New Jersey Hardcore Federation is going to feature none other than Greg the Dude. Greg the Dude will be challenging the Wildwood Wrestling Federation champion, the Dark One, Mr. O'Hara. So stay tuned for that particular video podcast. Although there are rumors that the We Bleed For Real podcast is preparing a type of musical video tribute to one of its greatest superstars of all time, that being, I think, the only multiple-time holder of the Wildwood Wrestling Federation Championship, and that would probably be none other than Mr. O'Hara, the Dark One. And with this new deal that we have with the PodSafe Music Network, there's been a lot of talk of certain bands and artists that want to do the music for that video tribute, or actually even that Mr. O'Hara might actually adopt that song or that lucky artist as being the writer of his new theme song or entrance music, whatever we want to call it. Now, wouldn't you know it, your We Bleed For Real podcast host Super Mario Joke here has the inside scoop for all you fans, and I have through my wonderful resources, I have found the finalists for the musical tribute to the Dark One, Mr. O'Hara. Now, those of you who know the champ know that he is particularly proud of his Filipino heritage, and he was looking on the PodSafe Music Network for some real great Filipino artists, and I think he has found the greatest Filipino artist, maybe next to himself, of course, but probably the next big thing in hip-hop, rap, whatever you want to call it. The artist's name is Filipinut, and the song is Little Filipino.
On my back and I rock a driver's hand. I'm an average man, folks just don't understand. Made fun of for my height, but that doesn't kill me. 5'3 is nice, I glide below ceilings. I have no choice but to use disadvantages to my advantage, like tactics by savages. I've been called a Filipino rice picker. What? That's not true, I grab the rice cause it's quicker. What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me? You
little Filipino.
That's what I am, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Little Filipino.
What did you call me, do you?
Little Filipino.
And that's what I am, man.
Little Filipino.
Get out my way or get in my belly. Be my next tae, dark brown and smelly. Tae is poo-poo and you are so stupid. Oops, I meant stupid and I'm a doofus. Anyway, allow me to say that I'm a little Filipino who loves puto cakes. Yeah. So that's what I am. Please understand. Now pass me a can of that two-year-old Spam. What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
You little Filipino.
That's what I am, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Little Filipino.
What did you call me, do you?
Little Filipino.
I love Spam cause I'm a
little Filipino.
I am like Popeye, you must understand. I don't need me spinach, I need me Spam. Pass me a can of that salty meat, yeah. So I can beat up the people who don't believe that Filipinos can conjure up a World War III. Cause overseas workers have bunches of money. Send the balak buying box home to the family, so they'll have their Spam and eat it happily. What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
You little Filipino.
That's what I am, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Little Filipino.
What did you call me, dude?
Little Filipino.
I love Spam cause I'm a
little Filipino.
Alright, the Filipino's getting down. Anyway, that'll do it for another episode of the We Bleed For Real podcast. Remember, if you have any questions, you could always email us at WeBleed4, that's the number 4, real, at gmail.com. And don't forget to check us out at the We Bleed For Real podcast website/blog. That's at WeBleedForReal.blogspot.com. You can also subscribe to us through iTunes and post comments, death threats, whatever. Remember, some of the music that is featured here, including Filipinut, is featured on the PodSafe Music Network, and that's found at music.podshow.com. Check them out. We'll probably have some more finalists from Filipinut as it relates to the theme music for the Dark One, so stay tuned for that. Little Filipino. That's right, bitch.
Little Filipino.
What did you call me, do you?
Little Filipino.
And that's what I am, man.
Little Filipino.
Get out my way or get in my belly. Be my next tae, dark brown and smelly. Tae is poo-poo and you are so stupid. Oops, I meant stupid and I'm a doofus. Anyway, allow me to say that I'm a little Filipino who loves puto cakes. Yeah. So that's what I am. Please understand. Now pass me a can of that two-year-old Spam. What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
You little Filipino.
That's what I am, I'm a
little Filipino.
What did you call me?
Little Filipino.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Little Filipino.
What did you call me, do you?
Little Filipino.
I love spam 'cause I'm a...